Blog Talk Radio.
This recording is labeled explicit, but your audience's only parental discretion is advised.
Now. This is Dr. Bolt.
Here we go.
The following program is brought to you in honky vision.
The jury found that they were all not guilty.
Magnificent specimen of pure Alabama black snake, but ain't too goddamn buku.
Dr. Moe is on the air.
Where no man has gone before.
Everywhere.
All around the universe.
I do not look down on niggers, kikes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless.
That just happened.
And this is a show with something to offend everybody.
With Dr. Moe.
This is Dr. Moe. Welcome to the Danger Zone.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and happy Thanksgiving 2010. This is the year to be grateful. Today is a Thanksgiving holiday, so this is a Thanksgiving show. We're going to give thanks. We're going to talk about the origins of Thanksgiving and all, and we're going to talk about what happens on Thanksgiving and some interesting Thanksgiving stories. Yeah, baby. The food. Now, the food is a huge part of Thanksgiving. You know that. Every Thanksgiving, you've got to have the turkey. The big bird there. Got to have that. Got to have the stuffing, which goes in the bird, but now it's like a meal in and of itself. So you could literally, like, have stuffing for dinner. It's like a, you know, and typically stuffing is, like, baked in the turkey, inside the turkey, you know. Put that in there, put the stuffing in the turkey, and, you know, bake that real nice, real tight. You know, some of that going on. Of course, there's the cranberry sauce. Now, a lot of folks go, you know, some people actually like the cranberry sauce in the can, which is typical, it's traditional, it's the American way to have it straight out of a can. You know, it has the shape of the can, and you get your little, you know, you put that on a plate, you'd be slicing it, dicing out of there with a spoon, and putting some of that cranberry sauce on your turkey, and, you know, and of course you need the gravy. I think cranberry sauce with turkey is the same as like mint jelly with lamb chops. So it's one of those jelly situations. But with the turkey, it goes just so well. Now, some people, you know, have an issue with the canned version of, you know, of the cranberry sauce. They definitely have an issue with that. But it's not so bad. You know, some people want the real thing. They want the thing with the cranberries, all of that. So that's part of the tradition. So you got the turkey, you got the stuffing, you got the cranberry sauce, and of course, you got to have the gravy. And that's the gravy that goes on to the turkey. So, all right, I'm switching to the headset so I can make the transition into the studio. And from the convertible to the studio. So definitely traditional stuff. It's a pretty good thing. You know, it's part of the whole thing, and I think it contributes to the fun and the stories and all of those things. So, anyway, back in the studio. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanksgiving. What do you do on Thanksgiving? Well, you eat, you drink. There's always the Uncle John who cooks dinner. But is the Uncle John who always puts wine into everything he cooks. And you go to him, you go, "What's that?" He goes, "Cooking wine." He goes, "Oh, what are you using it for?" He goes, "Well, I'm drinking it while I'm cooking." I said, "All right." Of course, halfway through the meal, Uncle Big John gets a little frazzled and a little belligerent, you know, a little nasty at the mouth. And then that's what you get. You get Uncle John getting messed up real tight. And that's how that happens. All right, let me kill the volume on the monitor.
Nasty at the mouth.
Here we go.
And then that's what you get.
There we go. All right, so anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Wonderful time to be together. Wonderful time to be with your family. What do you do on Thanksgiving? What are you supposed to do on Thanksgiving? Now, people ask, as I go, what's this Thanksgiving business and how do we handle it? Well, Thanksgiving is an opportunity for people, families, to get together and share a meal together and be thankful for their lives and what they have or whatever. It's an opportunity to get together and share each other, enjoy each other's company. We love doing that here in the United States. We always like to gather. We like to gather and do stuff and cook stuff, turkey or ham or something. There's always somebody cooking something somewhere. And I think that's a very positive thing, obviously, but you know, this is the day that you pig out. Thanksgiving is a good pig out day. I mean, you basically show up and you eat your ass off. Of course, there's a lot of food, so I guess the pressure is on to finish all the food. Lots of food, and you have to sit there and eat it. And you got to taste everything. Everybody's bringing a dish, too. Usually people go ahead and bring in a dish. Got an extra dish over here. I'm bringing this. I'm bringing that. And I'm enjoying myself. This is good food. Good stuff. Excellent. Let's get a chat room started. I need to start a chat room. And back in the studio now. I want to set up the switchboard and get the chat room going for everybody. So Thanksgiving was nice for me. It was a trip. So we went into the trip with the family, and we drove up, my mom and my son, three generations of Dr. Moe's, you know. And that was definitely interesting, definitely exciting. I enjoyed being out there. Everybody was nice. And so that was really nice. And usually there's always somebody who makes an ass out of themselves. But, you know what, this time was nice. The drive up there was hell. I'm sitting there in the car with my mom. It's funny, somebody would tell my mom was driving me crazy. She sure was driving me crazy. And, like, my friends are like, "Listen, this is what happens. This is what happens. Your mom installed the buttons in you, so she knows how to push them. She doesn't even have to push them. She, like, knows how to get them to push themselves until you lose your damn mind." And then somebody looks at you and goes, "Have you lost your damn mind?" And I said, "No, just get my buttons pushed." You know, and it's one of those things. Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. had the green beans and had the baked potatoes and the gravy and the cabbage salad, mashed potatoes, everything. Lots of Thanksgiving. It was beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving. Definitely enjoyed it. You know, for me, I got to say, for me, what's important in giving thanks is to kind of delve into my spirituality and reach in and find that peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of body, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, my spirituality, you know, I believe in God, a power greater than myself and others and anybody else I know. And that great God of mine, loving and forgiving, trusting, helpful, caring, protective, that God of mine is who I am thankful for. You know, of course, the turkey, but, you know, that God of mine has allowed me to live a life, a beautiful life, you know, and that's definitely something I love. And it is actually filling my life up with some very, very positive things. I want to put a song on which kind of reflects my attitude about that. When I think of my God, I really think of, I'm so thankful and grateful to know my God as I know him, or her. I think my God is a woman, actually. That's right. There's a woman, nurturing, loving, caring, forgiving, supportive. She raises me, you know, she educates me. So when I think of that, I really think of where I am today. I never would have made it to where I am today without my God in my life, my relationship with my God. And so I hope some of you out there seeking and searching and looking for the answer, take a look within and find God within you and realize you either never would have made it without him. So here's a little song that I think is beautiful that talks about that. We'll be right back.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it from the, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better, when I look back over all you brought me through.
Made it. Never could have made it. Without you.
Hey.
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it.
Never could have. It's a great song. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. You can hear the show live every Sunday at 11 p.m. at live.dangerzoneshow.com. And, of course, Eastern Standard Time. Definitely call in and be part of the show. So that was a beautiful song there. It talks about being grateful, being thankful, being present. You know, good stuff. So, anyway, let's talk about the origins of Thanksgiving. Where's it coming from, and who started it? Somebody started it. Apparently, in the United States, Thanksgiving has been recorded as early as September 8th, 1565. And this was celebrated by the Spanish. And they got together and gave a feast of thanks, if you will. In 1619, in Virginia, a day of Thanksgiving was codified in the founding charter of Berkeley 100 in Charles City County, Virginia. And that was an official day of thanks. I don't know what the this is the founding charter for the town. They just say, we're going to have a day of thanks. 1619. Then, so this is all by the Americans, by American people in Virginia. 1619 was the first recorded American celebration of Thanksgiving, which was actually codified in the charter. of that town. 1565 in Florida, those were the Spanish who actually celebrated a day of giving thanks. Massachusetts, 1621. Plymouth Plantation in Massachusetts. So the Wampanoag Native Americans helped the pilgrims who arrived in Massachusetts. They helped them cultivate the land and fish, saving them from starvation. This harvest celebration occurred early in the history of what would become one of the original 13 colonies that later were to become the United States. So this Thanksgiving was modeled after harvest festivals that were commonplace in Europe at the time. In Europe, people have always gathered around harvest time, beginning of harvest or end of harvest, sort of a cycle, if you will, and celebrate the end of harvest, celebrate all the work that has gone into harvesting, the profits, what you've gotten from the earth. And so you're basically giving thanks for your family, for your well-being, your situation, having what you need, and, you know, having been able to harvest. That's a big thing. That was a big thing. That's how they lived, and that's what you had to do. You had to harvest. And you got to think about this now. This whole harvest thing, that was common in Europe. It happened, the harvest celebration was also common in Egypt, ancient Egypt. I know this from watching the Discovery Channel and so on and so forth. All of those channels. Got to love that stuff. Educates you. Makes you sound like you know what you're talking about. That's right. Dr. Mo knows a lot of stuff. That's right. And thank God for the Discovery Channel and National Geographic and the History Channel and all of those things. You get to learn a lot of stuff about a lot of things. There's a lot of stuff going on in our world, and it's always good to know about that. So Thanksgiving, American holiday, national holiday, the entire country gives thanks. The president pardons a turkey. The whole thing is that they bring a turkey for the president. He gets a Christmas tree, but they don't pardon that thing. You know, like it's not alive or something. But they pardon the turkey. My question is, okay, so you pardon that turkey, but you still killed his cousin. I mean, what's the pardoning all about? What are you doing? Come on. You're pardoning. It's all BS. It's for the media. It's what it is. It's a conspiracy to the American people. How are you going to pardon a big-ass turkey on TV? Then behind the scenes, you're slaughtering like 200 turkeys. Because, of course, you know they're going to have a huge dinner. The big White House Thanksgiving dinner 2010, headed by President Barack Obama and First Lady of the United States, Michelle Robinson Obama, okay? They're having that thing. They're having the Thanksgiving dinner. They're pardoning one turkey, and they're slaughtering 200. And I think that's hypocrisy. Why do you do that? Because then the people are going, what are they going to have, chicken? Somebody's going to die. I mean, well, you know, some bird. Anyway, so back in the studio live, talking about the historical origins of Thanksgiving. So Plymouth Plantation, 1621 in Massachusetts. The Indians who helped the British, when they came over, the British came over, were like, well, what the hell are we doing here? Now, you got to remember, the people who came here, the majority of the people who, I don't want to say invaded this land, but arrived upon it and claimed it as their own, those people came in, I guess in the beginning they were like, well, they sent us to this land, let's see what's going on. Oh, look, they have Indians, there's Indians, they're half naked. So those Indians helped them cultivate the land and, now, this is how we roll. You know, we have some corn. Check this out. You know, this is called a pumpkin. Yeah, we could do potatoes here. All of that. Like, you're showing them how to do it. And so these guys did it, and they cultivated the land, and they had harvest at the end, which was very common throughout, you know, in that time period in the world. And then the celebration that would occur at the end of the harvest was the big thing. So they brought that custom with them, and with the Indians, they celebrated. And it was, you know, they painted as one big table, and everybody sitting around, the Indians and the white people from England. It's like very Martin Luther King-ish, you know. That was the first, you know, I have a dream. And I have a dream that all these Indians will get the hell away from us so we can take this land over. And so the dinner was great, obviously. I bet you they didn't have cranberry sauce in a can, though, so it wasn't nothing like that. But obviously they had real cranberries. Now, no one is saying that this first Thanksgiving dinner, they had cranberry sauce. They could have had cranberries mashed, which is kind of like juicy, sweet kind of thing, or they could have not. But very common to have berries out there. I mean, you got to remember, it's not like they could go to A&P or ShopRite, Acme, and, you know, buy stuff for dinner. Everything that they were eating was stuff that they were making. They were growing. They were hunting. They were killing. They were moving around and doing stuff and utilizing the earth and living with it. It was a very holistic period at the time because you get the technologies from the West, you know, Europe and stuff, and then you get the new products and new fruits and vegetables and, you know, foods, and you mix all of that in, and it was a period of coming up with beautiful things, two peoples trying to working with each other. Back then it was cool, except for the white folks. They would hunt each other down, like call each other witches. That was a problem. But the Indians, when they all got together, it was nice. You know, they were eating together. You know, hey, I show you how to hunt. He's like, really? Will you really? Because I'd like to kill some deer. And he's like, okay, no problem. I show you. Come here. Here's bow. Here's arrow. Shoot. He's like, don't worry, mate. Don't worry at all. I've got a gun. We don't need a bear and an arrow. So that was the start. You know, and that all turned into, you know, they're the devil, pushing them into smaller and smaller and smaller areas, decimating them with diseases and alcohol and weapons, and writing contracts in their blood, which were never honored. How about that? So the people who helped the original colonists actually learn about this land and how to live here, those people ended up being exterminated, and they're now on reservations throughout the country where educational levels are really low. They don't get the government support that they need, especially based on everything that was promised. You know, this is a real cause. You can basically yourself, you can be a dumbass if you want. Just go to google.com, start with Native American history, and you'll find out. You'll find some sites that you can go on. The Indian Nation has websites out there. They have issues that they're working on, and none of them include a Thanksgiving dinner. I'm just going to say that. So anyway, let's see. They were saying that some of the pilgrims who were part of starting this harvest, end of harvest celebration feast or Thanksgiving feast, were actually in Sweden at one point when a city called Leiden was being under siege. It was like held under siege in 1574. And after the siege was over, then there was a big Thanksgiving feast, and all of the folks got together and they, you know, whatever. So those folks who came back, who actually ended up in the United States at that Thanksgiving party, were like, let's do it kind of like that. I know how to organize one of those. Here's what we'll do. It'll be a feast of thanks, and then we'll blah, blah, blah. One guy's like, let us organize a feast of thanks. We want to show gratitude
for the fortunate blessings bestowed upon us by our Lord God. Our Lord has blessed us, thou shall whilst. I don't know. But they called her, like, if they saw a chick that they liked and the chick wouldn't give them a blowjob, they would call her a witch and kill her. Terrible. Not to say that there weren't people then who have these medium powers, because some people have those, which is weird. But, I mean, hey, it's got to tell you something. Some people can actually see things. That is weird. I bet you nobody saw President Obama getting elected. Let's see. So in the United States, it's celebrated the fourth Thursday of November, and in Canada, it's celebrated on the second Monday of October. Apparently, Thanksgiving first occurred in Canada back when explorer Martin Frobisher, who had been trying to find a northern passage to the Pacific Ocean, he had returned to Canada, and there was a big Thanksgiving celebration given because he had returned safely. And that was a formal ceremony, actually, in 1578 to give thanks for surviving the long journey. So that's happened there. Also in New France, Canada, that's Quebec, this was to celebrate their successful harvest. And again, another end of harvest festival, very common in Europe at the time. And Samuel de Champlain was obviously a French explorer. They took to also, you know, share it with the indigenous people. So the Indians over there and everything. And they called it the Order of Good Cheer. So very big in Canada. And but the date, Franklin D. Roosevelt, actually, he was pushing 2 years earlier to move the date earlier so that the country would have an economic boost. He ended up signing a bill into law with Congress, making Thanksgiving a national holiday and settling it to the fourth, but not final, Thursday in November. So if there are five Thursdays, it's still the fourth. And Thanksgiving in Canada was fixed. The date was fixed late last century. How funny is that? I've lived two centuries. I mean, across two centuries. That's why I'm so special. And you know that. That's why you're listening. Okay. DangerZoneShow.com. DangerZoneShow@gmail.com. 347-215-8276. Dr. Mo is live every Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern. We talk about everything. This one is a special show about Thanksgiving. So in the Netherlands, in Grenada, Liberia, they observe it. In the Australian external territory of Norfolk Island, they celebrate it. It looks like it's 6 days before us. But Americans brought that to Norfolk Island. Norfolk Island was, at the time, a central part of the whaling industry. And there were lots of whales in the water, obviously. The brand new thing, they're like Captain Ahab, Moby Dick. They're out there hunting whale, and 'cause it's selling. And it's a monstrous job because it's a huge animal that you're hunting there. So they brought that, the Thanksgiving holiday brought it to Australia. Very interesting to see how that got to Australia. Didn't make it to the rest of Australia. It just remained on Norfolk Island, okay? And it still exists today. Very interesting Thanksgiving. What do they eat? Well, there's a few few traditions in Canada. Let's see. Well, wait. No, that's not okay. The kind of food that is eating Thanksgiving dinner,
turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes. I talked about that earlier. Green bean casserole, sweet potato pie, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie. All the stuff that you grow, you know, and you got the turkey because those were very popular out there. You didn't have, like, cattle like that. They came in and there wasn't a lot of cattle. There was some. And they had to grow, you know, I mean, raise cattle and grow their stock. But the bird was prominent in that area. They're like wild turkeys, big-ass turkeys. And you would grab those, like a 30-pounder, big-ass turkey, giant birds, and blah, blah, blah. So that's Thanksgiving, of course. There's a, oh, I don't know if you know about this one. There's an un-Thanksgiving day, okay, and it's an event held on the island of Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay to honor the indigenous people of the Americas and promote their rights. It coincides with a similar protest, which is the National Day of Mourning held in Massachusetts. And the National Day of Mourning is a day that is supposed to remind us of the democide, which is the decimation of an entire demographic group, or I think. The democide, let me see, what does democide mean? It is the murder of any person or people by a government, which includes genocide, which is when you're killing a certain type of people. Politicide, you're killing anybody who belongs to a party. And mass murder, where you just kill every fucking body. All right? So the democide of the Native American people has included all of those, and how the Native American people were decimated and destroyed and continue to suffer still to this day. A National Day of Mourning. That's what this day is also. In addition to Thanksgiving. In addition to the other one. The Un-Thanksgiving Day. Which is only celebrated on the island of Alcatraz. Which means there were some prisoners up there. They got all whatever involved, and boom, they started a holiday, and the warden's like, but hell yeah, I'm not going to, you know, kill those Indians. I don't know what happened. I don't know what the setup was with the, you know, with the whole government thing. But anyway, that's what's going on. National Day of Mourning, on Thanksgiving Day, and Thanksgiving. Well, we give thanks. Big celebration, lots of food, friends and family gathered together. No one should eat Thanksgiving dinner alone. You got to be thankful for at least one thing, is that you are alive to eat Thanksgiving dinner. You must remember that many a young man and a young woman have died in order to protect our rights as Americans. And Thanksgiving is also a celebration of their lives, not given in vain. Their sacrifices of the fighting men and women of the United States, of which I am most honored and fortunate and blessed to be a part of. We give thanks for a lot of things, you know, the economy stuff. So work-wise, people, if you got a job, you ought to be thankful for it. And really grateful because, again, not everybody has a job. It's very difficult, you know. So anyway, or was I going to say here? So giving thanks, you can give thanks for your health. Of course, you know, some people are not in great health, okay? And it's very tough out there with the, you know, the whole insurance thing, the health care situation. People can't afford to go to the doctor, per se, so they get ill and stay ill longer. With all the convenience and commercialism out there, a lot of bad things we eat and do to ourselves, smoking, drinking, skin products and body products and pills and vitamins and coffee and, you know, all of that stuff, you're weakening your body there. And the mental stresses and the psychological traumas and the mental illnesses and all of the stresses and stressors in your life, those are making you get older faster. So you have these, all of these things threaten your health. In the face of all of these possible issues, you ought to be thankful for what you have in terms of your health, that you're able to get up and, you know, be able to see, be able to hear, be able to speak and express yourself in whatever way. You ought to be grateful for those things because not everybody has them. If you are listening to the show, you are able to hear, and you ought to be grateful for that because hearing opens up a whole other world. Imagine if you couldn't hear people unless they were standing right in front of you. Okay? Imagine that, how difficult that would be. But the fact that you can hear this and other things makes you a very blessed and fortunate person. So think about it. Now, so many things to be grateful for: your health, your job, your family, your senses, your home, your church, your relationship with God, your siblings, your loved one, your partner, your ex-partners, you know, be thankful to them too, because they help. Hopefully every experience that you have adds to you. Even if the person attempts to take things away from you, what they add to you is the knowledge and the strength that you get from them or being with them and so on. So look at it positively. All of these things to be thankful: the food that you're going to eat that day, the people that prepared it, and the fact that you are there with them and they are there with you. Lots of things to be thankful for. If you really have trouble going to sleep, count your blessings instead of sheep, and it won't be long till you're fast asleep. I just made that last part out, but the first two are originals. Really a great time to be thankful, and Thanksgiving is the national opportunity to do that. I don't know what the White House is doing by pardoning the national turkey. Let's go to whitehouse.gov, and the president, I think, has a weekly address expressing his gratitude for America's military men and women and their families, and discusses the steps he is taking to help create jobs so that the next Thanksgiving Americans can give thanks for a stronger economy. And he knows Americans are not giving thanks for a stronger economy today, although if you have a job, you're giving thanks for having a job. And if you don't have a job, give thanks for the ability to look for a job. You got to keep looking. And, you know, the way you get more jobs is by people spending more. And if, you know, you don't spend more, then people don't have jobs to work because you don't need so many people. But then it's like a catch-22. That's why it's not going to get resolved in 2 years. Everybody's looking at Obama like, you bastard. You know, it's funny. Obama comes in. President Obama comes in. He looks sharp in that picture, too. President Obama comes in. He's like, look what Bush did to you. You know, let's focus on fixing it. It's going to be a while, but, you know, we'll fix it. And so he gets elected. He goes, you know, it's going to take a while. And it'll take all of us to work together. But it's going to take a while. It took us a while to get here. It's going to take us a while to get out. People are like, yeah, we get that. So like 2 years later, people are like, what the hell? We're still in it. When do we get out? Come on. It's been 2 years. He goes, it's going to take a while. It took us a long time to get here, like 6 years or 8 years. It's going to take us a long time to get out. Okay? It won't take half the time to get out of it if it's taking twice as long to get there. That's ridiculous. So, of course, President Obama is sticking to the same message that he had during the campaign, which was very clear to some people. I don't know why people are, well, you know, obviously if you don't have a job, you get angry. It's easy. It's easy to get angry when you are in dire need. It's easy. You're going to get pissed off, and you point the finger. I can't believe there's a nigger in the White House. That mother, where's my damn job? And that's the problem. So, unfortunately, nothing we can do about that. But remind people, you know, he did say it would take a while, and we've barely started here. So we're talking like probably, I'm thinking at least 6 years until the economy is no longer in the red, right? 6 years to black. And I believe that the black guy can take us into the black. And it has nothing to do with the fact that he's a black guy. It just identifies him and identifies where we need to go. So the black guy can get us into the black. And we need to get to the black, but it's going to take a while. You know, the economy is tough. Like tomorrow is Black Friday. That's another tradition in the United States. Huge. It's the day after Thanksgiving. The stores open like 4 a.m. and people just line up and they get in there and they totally shop the hell out of that place. Completely buy everything. Everything is like reduced. Crazy sales. Perceivedly. There are marvelous sales. I believe almost everything is free. So people really show up and buy all kinds of stuff. Unbelievable. So Black Friday, 4 a.m., major stores, people are buying stuff. It should be a lot of fun. Get in there, buy what you have to buy. What else is the White House talking about? The auto industry of the future. They're working on that. Health reform is another topic. And the New START Treaty. And as some in the minority of the Senate push for delay, the president makes clear why ratification of the New START Treaty this year is imperative, not just for our security related to Russia's nuclear arsenal, but for our security from Iran to Afghanistan. So New START, I wonder, that's a video. You can't text it. So it's probably something about, you know, new defenses and making alliances with certain nations that the Senate is like, nah, we're not going to be friends with those guys. Who the hell are you? What are you thinking? Are you crazy? We hate them. We can't be their friends. We're not signing anything with them. Are you nuts? And he's like, no, wait. I talked to them already. Like, we could do something. They're game. They want to play ball. And they're like, forget about it. They're crazy. Are you nuts? Never, ever, ever talk to them again. Are you crazy? We're not friends with them. That's not how we roll. And you need to get with the program. And he's like, oh, man, I have a dream that we will all sit together. And there will be a time when, as president of the United States, I will get it together with those folks, and we'll just have a big old Thanksgiving party. He wants to make things happen. He wants to make connections and put us in a position where we are maintaining our power throughout the world. Because right now we're in a very precarious situation with China and everything. We got to watch out for those guys because they got a lot of money. So what we need to do is we need to ally ourselves in a real way, not in a George Bush way, but in a Barack Obama way, real alliances so that we can maintain a majority and superior power when it comes to this potentially new enemy here. You know, China's getting there. I don't know if they know what to do with it just yet. That's the thing. Now, there won't be a minute until they figure that out. You know, they'll figure it out. So, anyway, you can listen to us every Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern. And we are at live.dangerzoneshow.com. Or you can call us at 347-215-8276 every day. A show day, live days. That's only on Sundays. This is a special edition. Giving thanks. I did one last year, a show last year. I don't even know what I talked about, but I know on this show, I wanted to discuss the Native Americans' journey in this country, especially when Thanksgiving involves pilgrims and Native Americans at the same table, sharing a meal, giving thanks. I wanted to talk about that meal. So we talked about the food, we talked about the pilgrims, and we talked about the natives. And we talked about a lot of stuff. So that was fun. I think I had a good time. That's good right there. Like, what? He had a good time listening to himself. Unbelievable. Can you even hear yourself when you talk? You can't because, well, you can, but you can't really hear yourself. You're kind of feeling it. You're kind of hearing it. You don't know how you sound. You do probably sound great. You're like, oh, my God, I sound awesome. But what I do is I actually call into the show with, like, a Bluetooth, and I can hear what it sounds like. So if there's a problem, like, many times I had live shows, so many people on the call, on the line, rather, in the chat room, and I was on mute for like 20 minutes. It's sad. I get a call on the cell phone. Hey, Doc, are you on mute? I'm like, whoa. The listeners are calling in like, you guys are muted. Terrible. So we'd be around the studio table laughing our asses off. But definitely call into the show as a monitor. This is like my side monitor. Just to make sure. It's kind of crazy because I hear myself with like a slight delay. It's like maybe a half a second. And it's not so bad though. But when you listen online, there's a longer delay. But when you're listening on the phone, there's a half a second delay. I think maybe there's like a 7 second delay online or 10 second delay. But it delays, and then when I can hear myself, it's like an echo. But I can hear it. And sometimes I have to pace myself as I'm talking so I can hear myself a little clearer and see how things go and flow and make adjustments as a result. But inevitably what ends up happening is I get into the show. I get all focused and excited about broadcasting. And I often forget and just get into a zone and do my thing and keep talking. And then I'll go into 10 seconds, 15 seconds of that, and right after that I realize there's an echo in my ear. And I freak out for like a millisecond, and then I realize, oh, no, it's my monitor. It's my way to do my my mobile recording studio. And that's what that was, craziness. So when you hear me talking and I stumble, it's probably because I heard something I said and I'm trying to autocorrect it in my head and I trip myself up. That's what happened. I need a new mic. Okay. So it's great to be here tonight. I want to give a shout-out to some friends, of course. MyRadioNation.com. I think it's .com. Did I spell it? MyFreeRadioNation.com. Is that it? No. MyFreeRadioNation. Free Radio Nation. This is my buddy Marty. Free Radio Nation. Let me search. Radio Free Nation. Oh. Okay, folks. My very good friend, Marty Owings, at myradiofreenation.com. That's Radio F-R-E-E Nation.com. And he's covering politics over there. Good buddy of mine. He's got a great sports program Sundays at 7 Central. So check him out. And, of course, blacktalkradio.org. Scotty Reed over there, good buddy of mine. He's over there doing the thing. Also, check out balancedwellness.org. Check out our Facebook. We're available on live.dangerzoneshow.com. Search us are on Facebook under Danger Zone Show podcast, and you'll find us there. Sundays at 11 p.m., 347-215-8276. This is Dr. Mo, ladies and gentlemen, saying I can't get my switchboard to come up, so my closed track is not happening. It's not happening. I can't believe it. The freaking switchboard. Anyway, folks, thank you for being with us tonight. And we'll see you soon. Keep it tight. All right? This is Dr. Mo saying peace.